Now, New South Wales Police have got a bit of a warning about something happening tomorrow. They are seeking a court injunction to attempt to block protesters from demonstrating at George Pell's funeral. The late Cardinal will lie in state today before he is farewelled at St Mary's Cathedral tomorrow. And at the same time, demonstrators are talking about a mass protest. The Sydney-based Community Action for Rainbow Rights has organised a demonstration outside St Mary's Cathedral. As of this morning, more than 100 people have confirmed that they will be attending. They say the protest is against Cardinal George Pell's long-held stance on same-sex marriage. So police are concerned about this. The Commissioner, Karen Webb, is on the front foot. She's attempting to block any protest through the New South Wales Supreme Court. The group says they'll be going ahead regardless of the court order. Mal Lanyon is the Deputy Commissioner of Metropolitan Field Operations with New South Wales Police, and he's on the line. Deputy Commissioner, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben. Thanks for your time.
The protesters say they're going ahead anyway.
Yeah, I think there needs to be a bit of consideration about where we are at the moment, and I think it's important. I'm a little bit cautious this morning because there is a matter before the Supreme Court that will be heard. But I think it's important to put it into context, and there seems to be a misconception that the police are looking to stop a protest because of the content of what is being sought to protest, which isn't the case. We obviously respect the right of people to protest and certainly to air their voices on certain issues. However, it is important that we make sure that public safety is at the forefront, and there are certain aspects within the Form 1 that the organisers have submitted that we believe are contrary to public safety, and that's the reason why we're taking the action.
I'm told that police wanted to sit down with the protest organisers to discuss what they had planned and their protest route, but they were no-shows?
Yeah, what I can say, Ben, obviously that'll be a matter for the Supreme Court, but certainly our negotiations have been unsuccessful, and we have sought and we would continue to seek to get a sensible outcome between the parties.
So when you get together on an occasion like that, if everyone's on the same page, you can say, OK, this thing can go ahead as long as you follow the commitments you've made in that meeting.
That's correct. We do over 1,000 Form 1s per year just within the metropolitan area, and it is a very normal practice that we'll negotiate because, as you can imagine, people may seek to walk down a particular road which would block traffic or block pedestrians. It's important that we work with organisers to make sure that everything can take place and people have that opportunity to protest safely.
Okay, so this will go to the New South Wales Supreme Court and the court will end up deciding whether it can go ahead?
That's correct, yes. Under the Summary Offences Act, that's the role of the Supreme Court.
Okay, but in the meantime, your warning is it is not a legal protest.
At this stage, obviously, it is subject to a Form 1, so it is an acceptable protest at this stage, pending the decision of the Supreme Court.
Okay, we'll see what happens in the court today. On another matter, if you don't mind me asking you about, Mal Lanyon, there is some news for police today, a range of new laws being introduced to crack down on organised crime. I know that my colleague Ray Hadley has been passionately advocating for this, so it gives officers the power to apply blanket trading bans on criminals. They'll have greater powers to confiscate convicted drug dealers' assets. So what does this mean for crooks and gang members?
It sends a really strong message that crime doesn't pay. Day in, day out, our police do an outstanding job of arresting organised crime and certainly those that participate in it. And we know that greed and wealth is at the centre of what organised crime does. So this gives us another tool to target those people and take away that motivation.
All right. Well done to the New South Wales Government because those laws kick in from today. Thanks so much for your time, Mal.
Pleasure, Ben. Thanks for your time.
The Deputy Police Commissioner in New South Wales, Mal Lanyon, who is in charge of Metropolitan Field Operations. So the issue to do with George Pell's funeral will be dealt with today in the Supreme Court.